Let me remind you how we presented it.
Don't tell us.
PMG. What I'm saying to the honorable members, did you get the papers now in your office, as you have said to us?
I indicated on the 22nd of June in this house that the HR manager received those papers. And he is saying now, Chair, because you are misunderstanding him.
Ah, yes, okay. Mr. HR manager, out of house, woman?
No, that's not what he said, Chair. Let me indicate what he said. He said he received these documents. Ne? It would not have been the first he received, because when they are served on the attorneys, ne? It's known that Advocate Feni would bring them to HR as well. But he has always served them correctly to the lawyers, and he would just...
No. HR manager, did you get? You said no. To me. No, he said no. He did not. Otherwise, it would have been there for record keeping.
Chairperson.
That's what you said to this committee. So you are lying to the Committee of Parliament.
Chairperson, with your respect.
With
your respect, I wouldn't lie in front of you.
What you are saying is what not to the
exercise. I think you misunderstood me. I said I wouldn't recall. Receiving those documents. However, if those documents have been served in my office, it means it's for our record keeping. Because under normal scheme of things, those documents would have been served
our representative. Did you receive the documents in your office? Yes or no? Yes or no?
And then I wouldn't know whether.
Can I ask you to leave this meeting, please? Because you are undermining members of the Portfolio Committee of Parliament. Please kindly get out. Because we are asking you a mere question, yes or no, yes, I've given them to them. Easy as that. Yes, I've received them, they were not mine, they were for the lawyers. I'm giving them. You can't get wrong up, Chris. So why is is he denying? Anyway, before he gives, he still has answers to questions. I don't care, all members of parliament. Mr. Swepu, there is nothing wrong. Yes, I have received the letters. I gave them to Mr. Swepu or Mr. Uban. Am I wrong, members of parliament? No. You can't come and lie to parliament like that. You can just say, yes, I've received them, and that's it, and I gave them to the legal or to the... Ha, Mr. Swepu.
I'm very disappointed.
I'm becoming more disappointed.
Last year, make example. There was an entity in energy who was misleading the Portfolio Committee of Parliament. And if you misleading the Portfolio Committee
of Parliament,
as a baie goed oortreding. Want jy mislei nie net vir ons nie. Jy mislei die publiek van Suid-Afrika. I don't think it's on. You must apologize live to the people of South Africa. What you have done today. I'm not listening funny over it, but I'm very seriously. Because we must teach one whatever. We are here to build one another. We are not here to break down what we have. If there's something that you say wrong, then just apologize and say, I didn't say the right thing. But don't mislead this portfolio committee. I can't keep quiet on this matter. I think we need an apology from you. Seriously, Jay, I'm saying my point. We need an apology towards what you like. I don't help you leaving this place. The thing is, we like, what are people thinking about? We are circus here.
You see, Ms. Dr. Malet, I'm becoming more disappointed. Because we are trying to be civil now, you are lying to the Portfolio of Committee of Parliament. We understand your legal matters. If you have received the documents, whether there's a technicality, then say that okay because of the technicality. Then you can go back to court. We don't have a problem because we say we'll respect the judge of the 16. But you come to lie to Parliament and tell us it would have been there for the record. Maybe I should just make this mark. I always forget this. Especially when entities come here. One, members of parliament, they are educated. Because some of them, they say, Baze Makabe. And we've heard that many times. These, we are very educated, including myself. And some of us have worked for government. We know the processes and we've worked for public. Maybe I should just make it clear because there was this talk that you don't even know what we're talking about. You don't know what my profession is. You don't know what she is. You don't know what they are. You know? And you don't know. You think you are uneducated because I'm not personal, Chris. Chris, we've heard many things. I'm sorry to call you that because you and I will know each other, unfortunately. If I was biased to him, I know him very well. Maybe I should say this, Master. But I'm not going to say because I know him. You don't know what we are, where we've worked. We're not saying, Dr. Malita, that these members of parliament are uneducated. Maybe if Pansa comes with that attitude, they've come to the wrong place, unfortunately. The issue here, there's no problem. That's why I stopped you when you raised that issue, because maybe it might compromise you when you go to court. I'm just saying, did you or did they come in the wrong manner? If it's wrong, it's fine. You can go and contest court as advocate. And Honorable is saying, there's nothing wrong. Won't say anything. That's why I asked Mr. Fenny to get out, because maybe it might compromise him. I understand that very well. Can you understand now the point where we are moving from? Because now we are becoming angry. That's why I was asking Mr. to leave this meeting, unfortunately. I told Advocate Fenny,
thank you, Chairperson, and our apologies. Really, we have no intention of undermining the committee. I want to apologize for Mr. Togwana as well. Chairperson, I had stated categorically on the 22nd of June that HR, and I'm saying this as accounting officer of the institution, HR receives the documents.
Who received the documents?
Mr. Togwana's office.
Mr. Togwana, did you receive, for the last time, did you receive the documents?
Just
finish. And this, because when you are dying for the sins of other people now. Mr. Togwana, did you receive the documents?
Chairperson, to move forward, I would say yes.
You would say yes. How about no Facebook coming? Dr. Malite, DG, acting CEO, Mr. Swepu, with due respect, gentleman must leave our meeting. Because we as guests, like members of parliament, the questions that he had on HR, you will answer them. He must get out of our meeting. What am I wrong, member? Master?
The power is yours here. You are the chairperson of this committee.
Guided by members.
Yes. And if you say the person who is supposed to respond to you being Mr.
Sorry.
No.
Mr. Togwana
is supposed to leave, I thought he would be gone already. Because it's a very severe thing. You are playing dilly-dally and you are asking for apology. Because he couldn't give us any apology, he must leave this room.
It's a person. The HR manager is forgetting one thing. We are here on the mandate of the people.
Yes.
And these people who actually wanted us to be here are also in all these departments. Because I understand he was even reprimanded for keeping these documents in his office.
Yeah?
He cannot dispute that. He was reprimanded for keeping the documents in his office.
Maybe somebody else might do it on my behalf. I've said it. Yeah, when I gave Mr. Madid.
If you allow me,
Yes.
I would really concur with the decision of the chair, but also on his behalf, just to give an opportunity for him to apologize before he leaves, because in my understanding, really, he needs to do that apology as himself.
Thank you, Esther.
Madam Chair and Honourable Speakers, my apologies.
Thank you. Can all these other questions, Dr. Madita, be...
I was saying, I expressed very clearly that you must apologize to this portfolio committee and the people of South Africa, because this setting is life. You didn't must let us alone. You must let the people of South Africa as well. Thank you very much.
Is there any other person wants to raise anything, honorable members? I wanted you to speak first. Anyone else?
I'm a member of this portfolio committee. What I say is serious. I'm saying the same as Korai was saying. I was swearing in individual by the Charter of South Africa, and I present the people also here in this parliament. And I'm saying if this portfolio committee is just led by the person, by the member. So therefore, you must apologize to this portfolio committee, but also to the people of South Africa. Because this setting is life, and I stick by my point.
Maybe he must be advised how to apologize.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and honorable members of the portfolio committee. I would like to apologize to the House as well as the general public of South Africa.
Thanks. I think I'll be lenient because it's Women's Month, otherwise I would have dealt with you very roughly. Hey, honorable Lotret.
Sure, yes. I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm getting more and more concerned because I'm hearing more and more contradictions and there are discrepancies. I don't know whether this is the platform. I don't know why the HR manager would in any case not want to give us a straight answer. I don't know what the intention or the motive there would be. But, Chair, we seem to be mulling around a certain issue and we're not addressing it. And that is still where we were right at the beginning in terms of why at 20 was not reinstated, the contradictions in terms of the 14 days, the contradictions in terms of where the documentation was delivered, whether it was received or not. And I don't know whether we're getting anywhere at this point. There are just too many different answers at this point, so I'm deeply concerned and I would suggest that perhaps, I don't even know if the rest of the answers on the other questions will be of any assistance, and I would perhaps ask that you make some kind of ruling now.
I was about to say we are going around and around and around, and I think from the responses that also Mr. Swip is saying, we'll say when I was here on the 2nd and 11th on June. I think one thing that you must do, Dr. Malit and Chris, is to teach your staff members what Parliament is, how you report in Parliament. And in Parliament, we can ask any question we want. We can even ask you how much, anything that we want to know about the organization. We can ask you anything, even if it goes personal, Deputy Chair. This is Parliament. This committee is very tight. There's one committee called Sports. You would have long been crying. You know, I try to be human and be civil because I believe arts and culture is a committee whereby it's a social cohesion committee. I try and practice what I preach. That's why when most people who come to Parliament, I always try and make them comfortable, because most of them, when they leave that door, it's not a nice. They even go beyond things that you don't want to do. Us to talk about. Unfortunately, we said we're a transparent government. We said we are the government that was the other one. We fight against corruption and everything else. And some of those things, they're also digged out by Parliament. Maybe I should also state that for us to be calling and digging all these cancers is because we want to mend whatever that is happening in Pantsalp. You know, we want to mend it. If you see, before, as members, as I'm speaking, them, I'm coming back to them to advise me now what to do. You see, Chris, you might find you've been a manager for some time. You might think the staff is happy, but you don't know. I was suggesting that sometimes one-on-ones help in the organization because some might not speak. You see, in a forum or a meeting. So if you just do a one-on-one, and also allow people to be critical to you, then some of these people of these issues will be resolved. That's the unfortunate part about the structure of an organization. An organization is like a mob justice. If one throws a stone, everybody follows. Whether they saw, whether it's a bomb or not, they just throw. They didn't even see. So if one person is bitter, you don't know how many are bitter. You know, we are trying to get this answer so that now or tomorrow you can be able to say that this is it. And you must admit to us, if an organization is rotten, it's rotten. You know, whether it's be leadership or be it bitterness, be it what. You see, we are trying our best. If I was not concerned about Pantsalp, I could have left and not called you. Keep quiet, not respond, and just keep quiet. And then the next thing, you are at a total, unless DG, I'm wrong. That's why I ensure that the DG must call you and sit down with you so that these issues must be resolved, whatever it is. That's, you see, now we are raising the issue of the act because now it seems we don't really get the answers because we're trying to be civil when we say meet the DG and talk. Maybe executive to executive, you can assist. How can you rebrand properly an organization? Comrade Mdu was supposed to go to a meeting. I said he must not go because I want him to also sit with you on a political direction to say, how do we make the best of Pantsalp? We could not have called you. I mean, we had to take out one organization of Pantsalp to come on board. We are not calling you because of all these letters. People wanted, we have taken these things. We ourselves take them too and give them to over. So there is no one who's hostile. We just want the truth, and the truth is, and that's what we want. But I would think members would advise me what to do now, because I have my decision in my mind. But members,
Honorable Sir, Chairperson, I really think I don't know what the members are going to say. You were correct to say the cast defense and any overturn minister. And we are expecting to get a report back from the minister within, I would say, 3 weeks on this matter. And then I think that's where, you know, we think we can proceed from there.
Any other member? My story is proposing that this be taken to the minister and the minister must report within 3 weeks. Honorable Moss?
I support what I'm sorry saying because we as the portfolio committee exhausted this point. And therefore, it must go into the ministry who are the head of this department and to coming back to us. I was asking, my idea was for 2 weeks, but I'm sorry said 3 weeks. But let us be then also be flexible to maybe for the 3 weeks. So I support it. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, no, I support Masur in these 3 weeks because it must be after the 16th of September because whatever we say here, the court has already accepted this matter before it. So whatever report we must now get, it must be after the 16th, after the case has been heard by the court.
Honorable
Chikal. I shall be covered. You don't hungry 3 weeks later. We finally get from the my Indian minister.
And what you see, we're all saying 3 weeks to the minister. What must the minister do? What are the recommendations that you portfolio committee members are making because we cannot just say they let it go to the minister, but what is it that we feel that which also present in that meeting, what advice would you think, or recommendations, or anything that you think must be said to the minister? Honorable Mshwana.
Thank you, Chairperson. Noting that some of the things happened if I joined, but what I learned now, and that I missed the other meeting, actually remember, that what I'm noting is that we are seated with a team that would look to Parliament and refuse. Like, they refuse an instruction from court to reinstate the person, such that if we are dealing with individuals like that, perhaps we need to come with another strategy. Because what would give anyone mandate to say no to a decision taken in court if they said a person must be reinstated? They say no. Such that the recommendation is that the minister must be given the background that this is what we have dealt with, such that yes, it's going to court and court is going to decide. But we have noted also that we are sitting with a team that definitely can defy the odds. Thank you.
Now, members? Yes, Master.
Yeah. You see, Chairperson, you can see that it's very, difficult. Whereas Mr. Swip is saying, surprised why people are saying there are serious issues within the council, and that's not the truth. But you can see, for the fact that they are spending so much money, that is one aspect that is a concern to us as Parliament. And secondly, the fiduciary duties of the board, the minister must look at that, whether they are executing their duties. In this case, seemingly, the left hand doesn't speak to the right. That's our concern. That is the reason why we are referring it to the minister. If the minister has discovered that, we know the court, is dealing with this legal. But also we need harmony, and we need an institution that is going to do what is mandated to do, not to waste time on such things and facts. That is the reason why we want the minister to speak to them and maybe find out exactly what is their problem, and then come back to us and report, including what Umsala has said. Thank you.
Members, Honorable Mambuta.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to support the statement that we refer the matter to the minister. And the recommendation probably should, among others, include that we, as a portfolio committee, we have a very serious concern the public funds that are being used for legal battle for individuals instead of directive to the constitutional mandate that the institution is there for. And I would like also to highlight that our recommendation probably would be concurred by the observation by the DG, who is also sitting with us here, and thereafter probable meeting with the PENSAL and consolidate what we have seen, what we have heard, and then showing directly that really we have got a concern about the usage of the public funds by the PENSAL. Thank you, Chair.
Any other member? Bauchkar and Dr. N. Honorable Lotus.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Mine is to add by saying that the minister should measure and review the performance of the board.
Okay. Dr. Roger?
Thank you, Chair. I fully support what the previous member has said, as well as Honourable Mabunda earlier. And I would also just add that perhaps also the information from Parliament's legal section that we've been using is also added to the Minister's brief.
Okay. Is everybody fine before I conclude? Honourable Members, Mdu, Mr. Matoporo, and your legal lady there next to you. DJ, Dr. Maleta, I unfortunately have to come to the end of the meeting. Unfortunately, I thought we would be more civil on these issues. I know you've been trying, Mr. Sweepy, to be as honest as possible, but we just have to come because it seems we don't get straight answers and we are very not unhappy. We can't even go because we won't even know what further questions we would ask. And, I mean, if you can't even answer a mere question of saying, did you get the documents? And you come and lie to Parliament like that. It's either you say yes, and then there's a reason to be. Yes or not. And then tomorrow, Dr. Mali, do you expect us to trust you when you can't even say, your team can't even say yes, that they've received an email, leave the legal technicality. Oh yes, we have received it, you know. And you come and undermine Parliament like that, then I don't think we can continue in that manner, unfortunately. What members are recommending is that, number one, the role and the functionality of the board. Am I correct? Capturing correct when I say that? That it seems also the board is dysfunctional. Am I misrepresenting you? No, okay. Really, all on these matters, because a state cannot come to paralysis while there's a board. You know, it seems on what also we're getting honest now and frank is to say that it seems the board is also playing a role in this, what do you call this? Court cases and all these things. And I'm on record, I'm saying it seems the board also, if a Professor Zodwa can also be accused on some of these things on paper, it seems that some of the board members are really conniving with the staff in parts up here. Is it here? The records will give them to the minister as well. But secondly, unfortunately, Mr. Sweepy, I have to say this to you, to say that it seems, from what I get, maybe you are also abusing your power as the exit tactics in this institution. I'm saying that on record, from what I get, it seems this is what I get from you. But also for the fact that the HR manager had to say no, yes, it seems he's scared of you because he was looking at you. As if now, it seems also there's a cabal that's why I was saying it informally as well, but there might be a cabal or what is happening in the organization as well. You see, unfortunately, Mrs. Webby, with this state of the state of current affairs, we can't also go and say, Minister, cry to Treasury. Also, I cannot go and say to the Speaker, go to the President, Pencil is falling apart, there's no money, please help, you know. Because that's part of our job to say, please help. But how do I go and they... where you can't even say to me, you've received the document, to say yes or no, how do I go to the Speaker and raise the issue of funds and to say to the President, save funds out because it is an important institution, but you can't even answer me a document. Yes, lay on the post. If you get on your OI. Mr. Tokwane, you must never undermine Parliament like that. Because we were going to call police to execute you out of Parliament, not even out of the school, outside Parliament. You're going to wait for them outside there. That's how far we can go. These are members of Parliament. They were elected by the majority of people of South Africa, whether which party they belong to, but they were elected by the majority of the people of South Africa. You don't come to Parliament and undermine members of Parliament like that. As I said, you must be gracious. I mean, it was gracious because it was Women's Month. Otherwise, if it was not, I would have called security and police to throw you out. And I don't think you would have loved to make that example to you, because there's media outside. Imagine being thrown outside parliament like that. You don't come and undermine us. I don't care how your relation is with Mr. Swepo or you're defending him, but you don't come and do it here in parliament. Especially these other members are far older than you. They're even equal to your mothers. You come, you must never do that. Not in this presence. In our presence. But these are veterans of the struggles. Oh, mom's will. I respect them. They can attest to that. Now we're speaking African and cultural. I respect them. Even to disagree with them, it's a problem because you always see them as your elders. But unfortunately, I find a way. But you just don't do that. And you must never do it in parliament again. And DJ, do you have something to say? In which?
Chair. Excuse me. I'm covered, Chair. We will work the ministry with Consult to resolve the things that we will report to the committee.
In 3 weeks' time. Don't date, I'm going to just count 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Just count while M2. Do you have something to say?
Thanks, Chair. We will do as I think the honorable members are recommending. But it's also important to say that as the PENSAC is our institution, we will make sure that it's functioning as expected. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. We will take whatever instructions we are given as OISD by the committee. And also to say that we will continue working together with the PENSAC as we have been doing, Chairperson.
Okay. I think members, I must just thank you for. Is there anything that I'm leaving out, John? DG, Singa Tavan, 21 September, whether you are preparing for Heritage Month, but Minangi 21, 8 o'clock, I'll be sitting and waiting. What day is it? So that you can remind the DG even the day. He must know which day is it. 8:21. Of September. Oh, it's on a Wednesday. That means you come to this popular committee. So I want to traumatize you every day when it's Wednesday. You must wake up and cry to me. But I must also say, when I close, Mr. Swepo and Mr. Malet, Dr. Malet, you are still allowed to come to the portfolio as well, to us, and talk to me as chairperson. You are allowed to come to me. As long as we don't come in on cut, you are allowed to say, Chair, here are the things. Maybe here you are scared. Come and talk to us. Because we are not cohorts who just come here and ask questions. You know, when you have messed up, like there's one man on one name in you, when he messed up and said, you know what, Chair, I can go to jail, but let me tell you the truth. At least here is the truth. This is where we made a fault. You know, just to be honest, so that I can understand that they just did not, they just signed. They didn't even know what they were signing. You know, because they say, no, we're in a hard Russian booking to resign. And it's wrong. Yes, you should go to AG, but at least that he was honest enough to come and say, yes, we need it all. Johnny? That's what's club? What do you mean?
When they come on that date, there are questions we have put to them regarding the costs.
Yes.
I'm very worried about that 10 million that was paid. And I'm really serious about that bill if it was taxed by the Deputy Master before they paid. So when they come, they must also come with those questions.
Mr.
Those answers.
You are here. I'm not sure whether you are the financial manager, because since you don't know, you are being sidelined from what I get. On that day, I think you've heard me stand up.
Ma'am, I just want you to just tell me what those words were. I heard something about tax. If you can just tell me and I will look into it.
Is it not? You think it's not? No, bill of cost. No, like, tax bill of cost is...
When you pay, you are supposed to be served by a tax bill of cost, particularly a amount of this amount of money. It's supposed to be taxed by the tax master. And then when now the attorney gives you now their bill, it must be accompanied by the debt, bill. You cannot just pay it because they might fluctuate the charges.
So it must be taxed. You cannot pay this amount of money without it being taxed by the taxing master. That is the requirement.
Honorable member, I will look into that. And do you want me to do this for all of it?
On the 21st, when you come back here, Mr. C, would want everything that Mr. Swab is aware what I'm talking about. We are talking about. So as I said, members, we can continue. The woman and the banani. Johnny, is there anything members in your doctor? Okay. Mr. Ntabe,
there's something there's something that was actually looking very urgent that the DG wanted to raise. I wonder if we have dealt with that now, but I'm also in rush, but I think, you know, we don't need to probably just leave it if he still has.
The recommendation for the his name, sir? For the panel? On his pet? Where is the copy? We can release you, counsel. Thank you, Mr. Swift. Thank you, Dr. Makalise. Not to say abuse or incidents in my son. Those are ringing. You just the names, DJ. Zip. Zip is what? Just 10 minutes, please. Where is that? Oh, that is. Can you give me a number? What is it?
If you want to make a phone call, I don't know. I don't
know.
We don't have a council right now, Chief. We would like to expedite that process. Yeah, I'll ask Mr.
Is the advisory panel for the council for the library, National Council of Library Information Systems. So the advisory panel.
Okay.
You can't even greet Fanny now. You can't even greet Fanny, your friend. Are you hating each other so much? Can you can't even be civil with each other. Yay, CFO. Can I tell for you? Hey, one of the members, I know you're in a rush. The department, Mr. 5 minutes.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I will talk to the document because I saw that it was circulated.
Yes.
My colleague is
there. And you said it now.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you must apologize.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, honorable members of Parliament, the DG and the Political Environment Minister. The issue that we are presenting before the committee is about the National Council of Library Information Services Advisory Panel members, the composition of it. Just to provide a little bit of the background, the National Council for Library and Information Services is constituted in terms of Section 5 to 9 of the National Council for Library and Information Services. And then this act actually prescribes that the council must advise the Minister of Arts and Culture and the Ministers of Education on matters relating to library and information services. And then the nomination procedure as prescribed in Section 7 has actually been followed. The process to appoint the advisory panel was started and approved in November 2009. Nominations submitted and the closing date was 13 November 2009. The term of the previous council ended in December 2010. Now, let me get to the gist of this particular matter. Now, there's a section within this Act, which is Section 7.2a, that prescribes that the minister must appoint a panel after the composition was approved by the Portfolio Committee on Arts, Culture, Science and Technology. Now, this legislation is a little bit outdated because it was actually promulgated when we were still one department, Arts, Culture, Science and Technology. But what it means is that the Portfolio Committee of Arts and Culture is the one that should endorse the panel before it can actually do its work. That panel should be consisting of persons with experience or expertise in library and information services to compile a short list of not more than 15 candidates from the persons nominated in terms of subsection 7.1a. Now, the names that were recommended to actually be part of this panel are as follows. It's Ms. Etis, who is the senior director. This is just the summary of their resumes. Ms. Etis, who is senior director, Library Information Services, who is at the Stellenbosch University, and is the president of IFLA, which is the International Federation of Library Association. It's actually being proposed here to be the chair of this advisory panel. And then there's Dr. Joshua, who is the director from the Department of Basic Education. There is Mr. Kekana, who is the director, Library Policy and Coordination, the Department of Arts and Culture. There is Mr. K. Madumo, Strategic Executive Director, Sports, Recreation, Arts and Culture, City of Tshwane. There's Mr. A. Singh, Director, Legal Services, Department of Arts and Culture. Ms. Mandy Gilder, who is an acting national archivist. Ms. Anne Hasbrook, who is head Library Information Services, Itemba Labs, and she's also a president of LIASA, which is Library and Information Association of South Africa. Ms. Kay Mayer, who is the director of Library Services, Gauteng Department of Arts and Culture. Professor Yona Seledi, who is an acting group executive, Human Capital and Knowledge System, Department of Science and Technology. Excuse me, I just want to remove this.
Somebody help me.
I'm getting it, thank you. And then, just to conclude, as I did indicate, that this is just a very brief presentation to the Portfolio Committee. So, as I did indicate, honorable members, that the previous council term actually ended in December 2010. So it hasn't been there since then. And that no advisory, a body for the Minister on Library-related matters currently, given the fact that the board is not there. But also to say that policy matters on library issues cannot proceed without the advice of the council. So our request to the honorable members is to assist with the endorsement of this panel so that this panel can sit and look at all the nominations that were submitted so that it can do the shortlist that will then be submitted to the minister, who will then appoint the council. I would like to stop there, honorable chairperson.
Thank you, honorable members. Honorable
Yes, I think this is quite very, very, very clear, and I can see the need, you know, for paying an attention, you know, as a matter of urgency on this matter. My question is just only one or two, not only questions but also comments, you know. You have 12 members, including the chair, proposed chair. If I calculate very well the number of people that are reflecting on this, how many members would the minister need to appoint? All of them or a number of them out of these 12? That's one. Two, my, the slight concern is that, you know, I don't know what procedure was followed as a criteria to come up with these names. At least we needed to know. And, yeah.
If I get it right, person, there's an advisor at the council. It's a panel that will appoint the council.
Oh.
I understand it barely. Makes everybody. Hey, I'm the poor man. I'm not
even
voting. No. It's an advisory panel that to appoint. I mean, my question is one before. Now I'm thinking of the council. Sorry. Okay.
Chair, I've looked at these names and what they where they represent, and I'm fully convinced that that would be a good advisory panel to pull, do the selection, and I would propose that we approve it.
Okay, Honourable, I'll approve it on the only on one condition, that the minister takes us for lunch next week. Honourable Mkhware.
Clarity whether this panel. It needs also to be adopted by the parliament, or only the committee can take that particular decision.
Because it's a parliament of us. Us, just us. It's just us. Yes, it's us. Mina, I would make a recommendation, though, whether you agree with me or not, that in the panel, also in that council that will be appointed, can we have somebody with the from the Library of the Blind? Or with, it's very important. Then if you agree with me on that one, then or any of the person with who has got a whether it's true, but there must be a woman. If you say that you agree on that one on record, then we'll teacher says of whom.
We'll ask for a nomination from Blind SA,
okay,
which is an institution that we are associated with.
Then you'll agree that you put them on the panel. Fine, just for Melan and Zela. No, Baba, you must do it. Eh? Oh, by the way, the 31st. Heritage Month also respects women, so it's the same thing. I think from the, what the committee has said, Honorable Teaching and Ms. Ndima, we don't have a problem as long as you abide to all the last recommendations that we have made. Also, a young librarian, then it's not a problem. Are you worried about this month end of women? I am a master. Good, Allah, because I had to put your letter friends, your delivery letter friends. They were someone's. I get this messy. Honorable members, I think, is there anything, John? Minutes adopted. There was a time we couldn't. Okay. We'll just send. I have a
second. I just want to say they mustn't be the invitations so late again.
Yeah, now we'll have to talk. Ciao, guys. We are one. It's not me. It's them. And whenever you think it's me.
I don't.
You invited us to a Jay. What was this? You gave us an invitation now. Say you must respond now. That's why you didn't see us, unfortunately. Hey, Joy of Jess. So, DJ, this is what sours our relations between you and I. Rather not invite us, then we don't know. But if you say now, and you say now, worst of all, you say we mustn't come with partners. Who will drive my story? Because there should be somebody who's driving him.
unfortunately. Or as many known.
Chair, perhaps I should take responsibility for this rather than the deputy minister's office. Chair, the reason is that we really...
No, it's not the deputy minister. Wotawegas becomes angry with me when I raise this thing. She doesn't say goodbye. She just leaves. Then I know they have messed up.
Chair, the reason really is that we got our confirmation very late with the promoters of the... Fortunately, one of the lead promoter was hospitalized the week before the festival, and things got delayed in the process. My apology, can't accept my apology.
Okay.
I'll apologize only to the members of this committee, not to the public.
Yeah, it looks like the Panther explanation. Thank you, Nyambonga, for today. Members, thank you for bearing up for so many hours in the portfolio committee meeting. And I really appreciate it. And it's not nice to sit on this chair. I wish you could have seen Mr. Swepu looking at me. He was like, hey, I couldn't take it. You must pray for me. Thank you. And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, KMG. Thank you.
Don't forget a budget.